And the winner is...
And the winner is...
Tina Arena.
Tina Arena.
Tina Arena. One of Australia's most extraordinary performers. And one of Young Talent Time's brightest talents. I need your body. I've got to have your body. The magnificent Tina Arena.
Tina Arena, thanks for your time. Hey, does starting a new tour take you down memory lane?
Yeah, it depends. Well, I guess it depends on you know, what kind of headspace I'm in. Sometimes I'm absolutely catapulted back in time, and and other times I'm just living the present, being where I am on stage and whoever I'm with that's in front of me. You know, I count every performance and almost treat it like it's my last in a cuckoo kind of way, because you just don't ever know, and I don't take it for granted. I'm certainly becoming very aware of that after the year that we've had. It gives you some time to be somewhat introspective as well, you know, family life, your relationship, you know, with society, the role you play, where you fit in, and what it is that you do. And I just go, you just can't take anything for granted.
And you've worked with so many people over the years and decades.
There's been so many really beautiful spirits that I've had the pleasure and the privilege of working with. You know, the greats, you know, the Donna Summers to you know, Andrea Bocelli to the Zucchero, you know, to, you know, my Australian counterparts, you know, being on stage with people and the artistic community in this country. You know, Lionel Richie, like, I don't know, Stevie Wonder. It's a little bit surreal because it's so surreal. I think that I do struggle sometimes to get my head around it, because it all becomes a blur without you really wanting it to become a blur. But it almost, you know, you got to have those memories triggered. And when they are triggered, I sit there and in complete awe of this incredible journey that I've been so privileged to go on.
What can South Coast fans look forward to next year when they see you at the Wollongong Entertainment Centre?
Don't expect the expected. It's not a greatest hits tour. It will most likely be a bit of experimentation and maybe some new songs thrown in there too. At the end of the day, you know, I'm not interested in it just being a greatest hits thing. It's about, you know, moving forward too and looking into the future and visiting things that have been written and perhaps haven't been heard and so forth. And that's going to be really fun part of the next tour for me, is to really discover some new things for myself and also for the audience.